This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Kurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for strengthening India's global engagement through advancing trade, technology and strategic partnerships while deepening the connection with diaspora. Mr. Modi was addressing 11th Heads of Missions Conference organized by the Ministry of External Affairs from April 28th to 30th in New Delhi. This year's conference was centered around the theme Reforming Indian Diplomacy for 2047. In his address, Prime Minister shared his thoughts and ideas and provided guidance on India's diplomatic engagement to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047. Presentations were made to the Prime Minister on future-ready diplomacy, the promotion of the three T's, trade, technology and tourism, and amplifying the Bharat story. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India and large parts of Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Budh Purnima. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that government's commitment towards realizing the ideals of Lord Buddha is very strong. He expressed hope that Lord Buddha's thoughts deepen the spirit of joy and togetherness in the society. Union Home Minister said that the life of Lord Buddha inspires us to continuously strive for the welfare of humanity while treading the path of truth, non-violence and compassion. Mr. Shah added that Lord Buddha's invaluable wisdom will continue to illuminate human civilization for ages to come. The promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026 came into force today, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025 aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. The new framework introduces a complete ban on online money games, including those based on chance, skill, or a mix of both. It also prohibits their advertisement and financial transactions linked to such platforms. It added that violations may attract stringent penalties, including imprisonment and fines. United Payments Interface, UPI, has emerged as the world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring India's digital economy. A decade after its launch, UPI has transformed from a fledgling digital experiment into the world's largest real-time payments platform, powering nearly half of global instant payment transactions and redefining how India pays. Back home, in Madhya Pradesh, four people were killed and 11 others are missing after a cruise boat carrying 39 passengers capsized in Bargi River near Khamaria Island in Jabalpur district last evening. The accident occurred after a sudden storm overturned the boat. According to local administration, four bodies have been recovered so far, while 24 people have been rescued safely. All four deceased are women. SDRF, police and Home Guard teams are carrying out rescue operations to find the missing persons. A control room has been set up at the collector's office and can be reached at 0761-2624355. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced financial assistance of 4 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased. Direct commercial flights between the United States and Venezuela resumed after a 7-year gap, marking a significant reopening of aviation links between the two countries. An American Airlines flight from Miami landed in Caracas yesterday for the first time since 2019 after the United States imposed a ban on passenger and cargo flights to the country amid escalating political instability and security concerns. And that is the end of this news bulletin.